Welcome to the Outspoken Jazzy Podcast, and I'm your host, Jazzy. So I'm on a journey of healing, self-discovery, and transformation, and I want to invite you to join me. Here you will be validated, encouraged, but challenged to redefine your life that is in most in alignment with your higher self, who you truly want to be, and who you're truly meant to be. We are setting the intention now to heal and grow into the best versions of ourselves. Through my own introspection, tough love talks, and sharing my unique experiences and perspectives, together I know we can transform ourselves from the inside out. Tune in and enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Outspoken Jazzy Podcast. And of course, I'm your host, Jazzy. Today, we're going to talk about unhealed mothers. And you know what's funny is that originally I was going to title this episode Toxic Mothers. And then I thought about it and I truly feel that unhealed mothers, we tend to experience them in a toxic manner. The fact that they are unhealed leads them to be toxic. But they're not necessarily inherently toxic. And so this episode is really for a specific target audience, for those of us who most likely were raised by single mothers and had absent fathers, and we really struggle with identifying the harm that our mothers cause us. And so I'm really going to just flow on this episode. My hope is that you feel seen, that you feel validated in your feelings, and hopefully you have the courage to explore these things, reconcile these things, and move forward. So I think the biggest challenge with even trying to say that your mother is toxic is because she was the only parent present. She fed you. She provided for you. She was there for you. And the fear is acknowledging the ways in which she was not healthy for you or didn't give you what you needed somehow makes you ungrateful and makes you a bad son or daughter, and means that you're just ungrateful and want to complain and all of those things. And I just want to say that that's not true. That's just simply not true. What is true is that we need to call a thing a thing, and it is dangerous to deny our experiences and our reality. And the reality for most of us may have been that we were raised by mothers who experienced all various forms of trauma, abuse, neglect that she never healed from. And as a result, it made her short-tempered. It made her unaffectionate. It made her emotionally distant or neglectful. It made her overcritical. It made her unpleasant and argumentative and combative, and it made her compete with you, or it made her place unrealistic expectations on you at any given age and time. Or maybe it made her force you to be the parent figure in your relationship. And it's important that we acknowledge, we have to acknowledge those things. We can communicate and express that because of all of those different things or more, how that affected us as children. It probably made you anxious, probably made you a people pleaser, because you, in order to survive, you told yourself that if I just do these things that will make her proud, then I will feel more connected to her. Or it made you have a overwhelming feeling of unworthiness. Made you afraid to express and be in touch with your own emotions. Maybe it created a sense of paranoia, and you struggle to regulate your emotions. It could have done a number of things, and whatever and however that affected you, you need to acknowledge it. And even more so, you really can hold multiple truths at the same time. You can be grateful and appreciative of your mother being present, and you can look back on all the specific moments that she provided and took care of you. And you can love your mom and also acknowledge your wounds from your mother and her mothering, or lack thereof. And I just feel that is very important, especially in, I was going to say, in the so-called Black community or melanin community, but I really think that this is an important thing to acknowledge and speak about across the board, because mothers are held to such a high esteem, almost to the point like they get celebrity status, right? And what happens when we have celebrities at their celebrity status, people are afraid to criticize them. People are quick to overlook inappropriate or toxic or unhealthy behaviors. And then no one is willing to hold them accountable. And so it's not about punishing your mom for what she didn't do and what she didn't provide, but it is important to be honest, so that you can move forward and that you can heal. And in the healing from that is a process. You know, it's very frustrating for me when I hear these spiritual advisors, these gurus, these preachers, make it seem as though everything, you just need to give it to God and everything will be okay. And there is a constant, for me at least, my experience, a constant releasing, right? the more you build your relationship, the more you're able to release and surrender. And you don't do that for everything that you've been through and experienced, because one, it's impossible. Two, there are things that it takes time to even uncover that even affected you. So I say that because in any type of religious practice, spiritual practice, there is seem to be this notion that, you know, you need to just let things go. Now, it is true. You do need to let things go. You do need to release and surrender things. Absolutely. But it is not as black and white as people try to make you believe. I just don't buy into that. I think things take time. I also think that God is a faithful God, and he will, in some areas, speed up, you know, your healing process, speed up your recovery with certain things. And that really is dependent on us, how tightly we hold on to it, how deeply ingrained beliefs or, you know, just things that have taken root in us, in our spirit. It takes time. But I wanted to just highlight, you know, briefly discuss this, because I know a lot of us are so fearful to say anything other than that our mom was our everything and she's our rock and she did this and she did that. And maybe she did come through for you in so many other ways, maybe even into your adulthood. It still does not negate that she wasn't able or capable to show up for you in a way that you needed when you were younger or at any point in time. And I think really this this conditioning of being afraid to hold mothers accountable is really connected to also holding women accountable for their actions and their behaviors that are inappropriate or poor, for lack of better words. And it's something that I've been thinking a lot about. You know, I've been listening to a lot of different communities and just looking at the way that women, mothers, how they're viewed. It's interesting. But I do want to also just make it a point to encourage anyone that has, if you have an opportunity to talk to your mom, write her a letter, read the letter to her, or even just write it and then rip it up, burn it, just getting out all of the things. You know, maybe all of the things that you wish that she would have done, maybe moments that are engraved in your mind of things that she did that hurt you or disappointed you or broke your heart, whatever it is, I think that is very powerful to do. Now, it depends on what you want to get out of it. And I'm a firm believer in you doing this thing does not guarantee closure at all in any shape or form, because your closure is going to come from you. It's going to come from what you decide is the consequences or the ending result of acknowledging how you feel, dealing with them, working through them. Maybe talk, if you are able to talk to your mom, talk to her and let her know. But here's what I found in my personal experience. You can write the letter. You can talk to her if you're able to. And let's say, best case scenario, she sincerely and authentically apologizes to you. Wonderful. Guess what will not happen at the end of that? It doesn't take all your pain away. It doesn't. And so that's really in your hands, which is empowering, right? It should be empowering that our healing is in our control. I know this is a short episode, and I just wanted to mention it. I would really like to bring on other people who have that can relate, in short. But of course, we must end the episode with a journal prompt. Meditate on the journal prompt and then answer. Meditate on this journal prompt and then answer. Today's episode about unhealed mothers or mother wound. The journal prompt is, what are 5 ways I can honor my mother wound? What are 5 ways I can honor my mother wound? And that is all for today. Today, you guys tune into yourself and take care.